Ron Reagan's Tuesday night speech in Boston may have painted a somewhat over-optimistic picture of how quickly stem cell research may result in a cure for diabetes or Parkinson's. That's according to neuroscientist Clive Svendsen of the Wisconsin Weizmann Center. Still, he says Reagan set the right tone on the need to lift limits on federal funding.
You know, his point was well made. Without the political framework in which to go ahead with these small steps, which may lead to a cure, we're not going to get anywhere. And so I think, he did the right thing in bringing this to the public's attention and making us all think about the importance of the science, the basic science that's going on.
Don't look for a cure in the next year. You know, these are long-term studies, but unless the core research gets underway now, we're going to miss opportunities in the future for all of these diseases.
Svendsen is working on ways to use stem cells to deliver drug therapies to the brain. UW bioethicist Norman Foster says there's no doubt the presidential election will affect the speed of stem cell discoveries. He says Reagan's speech also drew the same clear ethical line UW researchers have on the use of embryos discarded by fertility clinics.
Destroying an embryo in a dish before implantation is not morally equivalent to destroying a fetus, and those who are concerned for life ought to be concerned about other people who are living and who could possibly be helped by this research.
Foss says many Republican leaders in Congress who oppose abortion are willing to accept this logic, but Peggy Hamill of Pro-Life Wisconsin says she and other anti-abortion groups will be urging the Republicans to take a much harder line on stem cell funding at their convention next month. She says embryos, no matter how young, are small people, and it's immoral to destroy them for research.
We have to remember a person is a person no matter how small, and that's our old friend Horton, here's a who, but it's very simple and very important, and in this whole discussion, we cannot forget that.
She says her group expects Republicans to endorse research using adult stem cells and hold the line on federal funding for any embryonic stem cells. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.